yesterday that the U.S. is deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East to send a clear message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or its allies will be met with unrelenting force. From Cairo, Edward Duranian reports.
أرسلت واشنطن رسالة تحذير لإيران.
Arab media announced the U.S. deployment of the aircraft carrier group USS Abraham Lincoln and an air strike force amid reports of possible tensions with Iran and threats by Iranian officials to close the Strait of Hormuz to shipping from the Gulf. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, told a group of visiting students and teachers Sunday, he says that despite all the propaganda and other measures that the U.S. is taking, and despite Iran's military disadvantage, he thinks that God will help Iran defeat the U.S. and bring Israel to its knees. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Islamic Jihad militant group in the Gaza Strip on Monday confirmed that a ceasefire agreement has been reached with Israel to end the deadliest fighting between the two sides since a 2014 war. Islamic Jihad spokesman added that Egyptian mediators have been working with the UN to broker the deal. The Israeli military, meanwhile, lifted protective restrictions on residents in southern Israel on Monday, but gave no official ceasefire announcement. And China objected Monday to the passage of two U.S. warships near disputed islands in the South China Sea. China has expanded its control over much of the South China Sea in recent years, but the U.S. and its allies have responded with freedom of navigation exercises near Beijing's disputed claims. This is VOA News. A pilot of Russian passenger plane, which erupted in